There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen-free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 275 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to be bringing you sounds from the parks, a special Festival of the Arts edition. One of the things they've expanded this year at the Festival of the Arts down at Epcot was the availability of the Broadway on stage or the Broadway stars at the American Theater. Basically, we've had a couple different people down there this year, and we've got two different recordings for you. The first one is going to be by Sam, and he was there when they were doing kind of the Lion King theme, and the two actors on the stage were Kissy Simmons and Alton Fitzgerald White. Later on in the show, you'll hear the clip from Jimmy. He was there on a different night, and the two singers or actors from Broadway for that was Meredith Inglesby and Steve Blanchard. All four of these are very established Broadway actors and singers and are incredible, actually, as you listen in. These are the type of things that, when you go to Epcot, are kind of like the icing on the cake, because this is all free. And it's all considered extra. It's hard to say it's an amusement park when you can kind of view entertainment like this. Along with these clips tonight, what we're going to listen to also is one clip from Disney Springs, the Dockside Margarita Place, which, if you remember, only maybe about 5-10 years ago was a little cart or stand or kiosk little place, has basically expanded itself a little bit, and they have live entertainment now too. And you're going to hear a really great guitar player. And the other clip we're going to hear, sandwiched between the two Festival of the Arts clips, is going to be something from the Beer Garden over in Germany. Now, this is one of the sit-down restaurants I've never been to, and Sam was there just the other night. So you're going to hear his recording of the band they have inside the restaurant, and basically imagine it as a big reception room where you have all the tables, and in the front of the band itself, there's a dance floor. So as you're listening to some of this music, and I know you're going to know it, you can imagine all the people out on the dance floor having a great time, the families and friends and stuff. I hope you enjoy this, Sounds from the Parks. These are the type of things where, even though you might get to Disney World a lot, you might not have the chance to get to these experiences. That's why I love listening to them from when my friends record them, and that's why we like to bring them to you. So without further ado, Sounds from the Parks, Festival of the Arts Edition.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please welcome the stars of Disney on Broadway's The Lion King, Kissy Simmons and Alton Fitzgerald White.
On a shot from the mountain top, a star is born.
It's time to put it out the top.
A star is born.
Ooh,
is born.
I've often dreamed of a future. excited to be here for the third, our third.
Yes, our third as well.
International every year. Festival of the Arts, Disney on Broadway Concert Series. Here it is, guys. Now with a 7 days a week schedule.
Yeah. So now you can see us along with our amazing colleagues, Ashley Brown and Josh Strickland, our good buddies, every other 2 days for the next 2 weeks. How about that? Yeah. Now, for those of you who may not know, my lovely stage colleague, the very talented and beautiful Kissy Simmons, starred as Nala in The Lion King on the U.S. tour, in Las Vegas, and on Broadway. Yes.
And likewise, for those of you who may not know, my dear friend Alton Fitzgerald White starred as King Mufasa in The Lion King.
Have forgotten me. Thank you.
Oh, I just hear that name and I shudder.
All right now.
Now, Alton, I know that we've talked about this before, but how many performances did you play exactly as King Mufasa?
Just a couple, just one or two.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I had the honor of playing the role of King Mufasa in The Lion King, 4,308 performances. Performances, I tell you.
So great.
And Kissy, now Kissy is a born and bred Florida girl. How about that? Yes.
That's right. Floral City, baby.
How many traffic lights?
One.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's a big city, though.
Okay. Sure.
Alton and I are so proud to be a part of the Disney on Broadway family, and we are so excited to share these hits with you tonight.
Yes, we are. Now, we open tonight with songs from the animated feature Hercules. Yes, yes, yes. And in collaboration with the Public Theater in downtown New York City, Hercules will finally make it to the stage as a live musical this summer. Yes. Hercules is coming to the stage. Yes, yes, yes.
Good for Hercules. Well, let's bring it back to our show, The Lion King.
Oh, there's nothing like being the king. Absolutely. Yes. Let's take it back.
So within a few years of its originated animated film release, The Lion King was re-envisioned for the stage by director, designer, and MacArthur genius, Julie Taymor.
Yes, Julie Taymor. Yes.
Come on, ultimately becoming the king of Broadway.
That's correct. And Lion King also has the distinction of being the third longest running show in the history of Broadway, making it older than some of you in the audience tonight.
So, Jim, will you please take us to the Pride Lands?
great success collaborating on songs for The Lion King, Sir Elton John and Sir Tim Rice drew inspiration for a new musical from the legend of a certain Nubian princess.
Aida opened on Broadway in 2000, won 4 Tony Awards, and captured the hearts of millions of theatergoers in productions around the world.
That's right. In the story, the captured princess Aida falls madly in love with the captain of the Egyptian army. Well, the only problem? He's betrothed to the pharaoh's daughter.
This is the moment when the gods expect me to beg for help, but I won't even try. I want nothing in the world but myself to protect me, and I won't lie down, roll over.
Thank you. Give yourselves a hand for coming out tonight. We really appreciate you. Now we're about to wrap things up, but before we do, we've got one more Disney on Broadway favorite to share with you.
Yes, before that last song, let's give our fantastic band another round of applause.
We've got Steve on the top.
Yes. We've got Chris on the bass.
Let's hear it for Jason on drums. But certainly not least, we've got our conductor, arranger, orchestrator, backup singer, the incredible Mr. Jim Abbott.
All right, Allison?
Yes?
I think it's time to take them on a trip under the sea.
I want everybody on their feet. Somebody do just as late. You dream about going up there.
But that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you.
Right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea.
Festival of Arts, guys. Thanks for watching.
Our thanks to the great Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez for that new song from the Broadway smash, Frozen.
Which you all are right now.
Yes. Now playing on Broadway, 8 shows a week at the St. James Theater.
Speaking of love songs, here's an Oscar winner I'm sure you will know.
Yeah.
cocky little son of a. Lie down with dogs and you'll wake up with a raise. And the promotion will be the flirt, a complete egomaniac. The fact is also the face of this ring. What a face. Face the fact that's a face that can keep us all from sinking in the ocean. Like someone said, power tend to corrupt an absolute power. Wait, can we corrupt? Absolutely, that is genius. But give me some time, I'll be twice as good as that.
And the power of the press, yes, once again.
prices.
Grab me on rye with sour pickles.
Press it off a son of wood and nickel.
I know from being there at these events at the American Garden Theater that they can be really incredibly emotional sometimes too. And if you love the music and you really know it well, it's an awesome experience. I hope you guys have a chance to try this out sometime. Don't forget, they do this at all the different festivals where it might not be Broadway, but the Eat to the Beat series at the Food and Wine, and I'm not sure what they call it, the summer Fun series maybe during the summertime. And they also have it during the Flower and Garden show. So, you know, they're always having these great acts coming into the park. And for the Festival of the Arts, it's just extra special treat to get to Broadway. Some things to keep in mind, guys, as we move along schedule-wise for the Disney nerds, is we're going to have our Attraction Madness competition starting very soon. We're going to be doing the sit-down restaurants of Walt Disney World. And if you've been part of our previous different events with rides and characters, and the Attraction Madness is a fun, fun event. So I hope you guys tune into that and you help us with all our voting. Check out the Disney Nerds podcast blog. We've got tons of articles up there about different things about Walt Disney World and the Disney properties in general. We've got a lot of great writers continuing to put out great stuff. Check out our BeLive show every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock on our Facebook pages. We have two pages, our group page, the Disney Nerds, and our, I don't know what you'd call it, I guess our main page for the Disney Nerds podcast. Both pages are fun to hang out. We do a lot of posting out there also. Okay, guys, the last announcement and the last thing to look for is that the Disney Nerds might be hitting the radio scene again. So stay tuned for further announcements about that. Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 275 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye. Kungaloosh. Quaharini. Keep on swimming. Sivako.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.